From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, January 7th. Coming up, Nikki Budzinski is seeking a third term representing Central Illinois in Congress, but she has several Democratic and Republican challengers. We'll hear more from them in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Trump administration says it's withholding social safety net money from Illinois and four other states. Ed Donahue reports the restrained federal funding subsidizes daycare and job training programs.
An official in the White House budget office tells the AP these states are pouring money out to people in the country illegally. The administration has not laid out details of either the fraud claims or the plan to hold back funds. The targeted programs are child care development block grants, temporary assistance for needy families, and social services block grants. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she is prepared to go to court. President Trump proclaimed on social media the fraud investigation of California has begun. A spokesperson for Governor Gavin Newsom says Donald Trump is a deranged habitual liar whose relationship with reality ended years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says more than 100,000 Illinois families are served through the Illinois Child Care Assistance Program, which is partially funded through the federal funds that the Trump administration is withholding. In a statement, Pritzker says, quote, "This is wrong, it is cruel, and we will take every step possible to defend the kids and families depending on all of us right now." U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois lost both of her legs in Iraq after her helicopter was shot down in 2004. Will Bauer reports Duckworth said yesterday that she sees parallels between the U.S. invasion of the Middle East and to the recent actions taken in Venezuela.
At a Capitol Hill press conference, Duckworth and Senate Democratic leadership panned President Donald Trump's decision to capture Nicolas Maduro without, they say, an exit strategy. Duckworth says she found the military's performance over the weekend remarkable. However, she says the U.S. government shouldn't be risking American lives, especially if it's just for oil.
We fought a war in Iraq for oil. We sent troops there, myself included, looking for weapons of mass destruction that did not exist. It was a war that was built on bluster and bravado from ignorance and arrogance of those in leadership. And yet here we are again in Venezuela.
The second term Democrat also says she finds Trump's decision to arrest Maduro to be antithetical to the America First campaign promises he made. I'm Will Bauer.
Pregnancy-related deaths in Illinois have become more prevalent over the past decade. In a new report, the Illinois Department of Public Health determined that 91% of deaths between 2021 and 22 were potentially preventable. More than half of those deaths were unrelated to pregnancy. Lisa Massenter with the IDPH says last year, the state rolled out a plan to address the issue.
There's just a very collective energy of different folks in different sectors who want to see a change. There really has just been this outcropping of efforts across the state, different people who are trying to do all the things that we want to see improve.
One goal outlined in the plan is to provide infant and maternal health care coverage for more lower-income patients. Still to come, we'll hear from candidates who are seeking to represent Central Illinois in Congress. That story coming up, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for patchy fog this morning, otherwise clearing skies with a high of 53 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 40 degrees and a south wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and mild with a chance of rain in the afternoon and a high of 60 degrees, a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a low of 49 degrees, southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour, and for Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 55 degrees, with a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, a dive into some of the new laws that took effect with the new year. Plus, Illinois' 1% grocery tax is history, but you might still be paying it. We'll talk about what the change means for cities and consumers and find out why some places in Illinois are keeping the tax in place. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. In less than a month, early voting begins for the March primary election. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski is seeking a third term in the 13th Congressional District, which stretches from Champaign-Urbana to East St. Louis. But as IPM's David Pierce reports, Budzinski faces several challengers from the GOP as well as her own party.
Republican candidate Joshua Lloyd lives in Verdon, Illinois, near Springfield. This is his second time running in the 13th Congressional District. At the 2025 Illinois State Fair, he told me his campaign focuses on energy, education, and the economy.
Economic development within manufacturing or in that respect, but we still have to focus on the farmers. Farmers are one of the most important individuals within our country.
Lloyd says Illinois is one of the top energy producers in the U.S., so he is aiming to help industries make their fuel more affordable.
Whether it's nuclear, solar, coal, natural gas, we are a top producer. So we have to make it cost-effective and efficient in order to produce and export.
Another Republican touts his 30 years of experience with nuclear energy. Champaign County Board Member Jeff Wilson gained that knowledge in the U.S. Army. I met Wilson at the state fair while campaigning with his wife, Becky. He believes nuclear energy will boost Illinois' economy.
Bringing more energy to Illinois through nuclear power, small modular reactors, so that when you turn your, when you move that light switch, your light goes on. When you want to open up the refrigerator, it's still cooling things.
Another military veteran is running on the Democratic side. We caught up with Dylan Blaha and his team as they passed out pamphlets to students at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The Urbana resident is an Army vet who served in Afghanistan and performed cancer research from 2017 to 2021 as a U of I student. He wants to focus on basic needs if elected to Congress.
Affordable housing. There is a rising unhoused crisis in everywhere from Champaign-Urbana to Springfield to East St. Louis. And so building affordable housing and investing in infrastructure all around towns. There's a lot of young people that are 20, 30, even in their 40s that they just don't feel like they can afford housing anymore.
Blaha is trying to unseat Democratic incumbent Nikki Budzinski, who is running for a third time to represent the 13th Congressional District. During her time in office, Congresswoman Budzinski helped the Village of Savoy secure more than $22 million for an infrastructure project that will build a new bridge on Curtis Road so trains can pass over cars, improving travel times. Congresswoman Budzinski told me she wants to continue focusing on economic policies in her next term.
The first is called the LEAP Act, which again connects to my workforce development work. It's a tax credit for small businesses that hire apprentices, again, helping to make more opportunities a reality for young people that want to get into the workplace here in Central Illinois.
Budzinski, a former aide for Governor J.B. Pritzker and former President Joe Biden, also supports repealing parts of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill that would reduce reimbursements to Medicaid. Also entering the race is Democratic challenger Dr. Emily Lux, a graduate of the U of I and former law consultant to faculty and students on social work issues. She hopes to create legislation on how officers and mental health specialists can work together to support families.
The police are one of the first things that the child sees, and the separation of the family is one of the first things that happen under the authority of the police. And I think that having them hold back for a little bit until everything is explained, everything has been talked about, and then having them enter, I think will be a much more productive and gentler approach for the child.
You can vote for your choice in the Illinois primary on March 17th, 2026. The winners will compete in the general election in November, helping determine if the next U.S. Congress will hold a majority Democratic or Republican seats. David Pierce, IPM News.
That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Kimberly Schofield. Reporting today contributed by Ed Donahue, Will Bauer, Mawa Iqbal, and David Pierce. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.